Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, braids, please. They're feminine and fierce. Braids are back on top. Long may they reign. Hi there, welcome. Bonjour, dobro jutro, good day. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. Did you know that Blog Talk Radio is a powerful marketing tool? Why don't you give a voice to your passion? Why don't you be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? But I digress. Let me give you the contact information. For guest call-in, 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Email Kathy at Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, Studio, at sbcglobal.net. And then log on to the website, simplyageless.net and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Now, you do know that this show is live, but at the end of the show, when we have finished our exciting topic today, backward turn, backward old time in your flight, make me a child again just for tonight. The show is archived. www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on May 10th, 2017, at braids, please, or pleats, P-L-A-I-T-S, whichever I prefer to call it, braids. And I'm going to tell you about one of my most vivid childhood memories. But before I do that, I want to remind you that you could have your own half-hour show where you're the star. And you're going to share your story with the world your way. You own it. Internet. Look, if you want to take an ad out in the paper or a magazine, that's fine. But we're digital. We're internet worldwide. It's exploding. But you need to get in touch with me, Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net, and we'll talk. The day is flexible, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. However, I really want the time to stay at 11:30. I work with you on content, and I become your outside advocate. Of course, there's a one-time fee. But you could have one half-hour show. You could have 10. You could have 10 one-hour shows. It's your choice. So after your show, I email you the link, then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. Will circle the world. Now, do you have your pen and pad out? blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on May 10th, and the show is Braids, Please, or Pleats, Please, whatever. Now, I have to tell you that tomorrow, you're going to love the beauty of diversity. Women of color speak up and speak out. And on Friday, Women Today, and we're going to recognize our mothers. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And now, darlings, on Saturday, May 13th at 11 a.m., 15-minute show, I'm going to introduce you to tongue stretch exercises and throat muscle strengthening exercises. You want to tune in for this Saturday at 11 a.m. Stretching your tongue may just save your life. Medical disclaimer, I'm not a doctor or PhD. I've just been fortunate to be blessed with visionary insights and futuristic travels with brilliant people that I learned from. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, I'm going to let me give you the call-in number again. I got so excited about this show. 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Log on simplyageless.net and kathywatsons.com. And I've already invited you to be the star of your very own show. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that exciting? And now while I'm talking about marketing, I want you to feel the energy, the brotherhood and sisterhood, iron workers' impact, titanic shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Yes, my show is sponsored. You could take a 30-second or a 60-second commercial, or you could have your own show. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Feel the energy. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International and Canada, the Pan Dom Perignon of the trades. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure that I illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. You'll find out more. Just log on ironworkers.org. And it's for you gals, too. And then there's the CD out. I think it's 8 minutes long. Iron Workers with a Noble Profession. I open with Aaron Copland's bombastic fanfare to the common man. And I'm paying homage to the athleticism of the iron worker. But then I transitioned down into Tchaikovsky's so that you could see that they're co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. The male dancer is powerful. Grand jeté. Dégagé. And the fluid movements of the swan. It's available. All you have to do is email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love, Hope, and Care. Compassionate care and companionship. One family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Age. The artist is a beau vivant. He's a sculptor. He takes plain wire and creates incredible sculptures out of them. Leather works. Each design is created for the individual. Hand-built, made one at a time, one of a kind. To find out more, contact Kathy. Email me at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, RCPA. Do you have a little financial issue? You could email Greg at ahtax@ameritech.net. Hey, come on. Who y'all kidding? Looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, trauma, anger release toxins into the body, and they're all leading factors in premature aging and in some cases death. But you will find my decades in research and development. You will find my secrets, my methods, my techniques that keep me keeping on, moving higher on the path of life, which has no end. Only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals and vistas to enter. The book is available, ebook. You have to email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net or soft copy. studio@sbcglobal.net. It shall be my pleasure to share my methods, my secrets and techniques. You see, when you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Another author extraordinaire, Edith Nam, her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book. The title, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. To learn more, get the book. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Live with Kathy. Come on, all of you entrepreneurs out there. Do you want to have your own home-based business? Do you want to broadcast from the comfort of your home as I'm doing in my studio? I don't know if you're an entrepreneur, solopreneur, retired. You don't have to invest large capital, but what you need to have is the blueprint, the business plan for a home-based business. I started mine when I was 25, Hats by Kathy. It was a way to fulfill my dreams, to reach my goals, and it offered me infinite opportunities to challenge myself, and it encouraged me to believe in me. Most of you don't really believe in you. The little bit of inferiority comes in. Doesn't have to be that way. Did I pique your interest? Want to be your own boss? Get the kids involved. Teach them about the money, about the magic of money. Imagine the CEO of your very own business. You know how to reach me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Now, darlings, when you go to my websites, be sure that you click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Oh, even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs, and Shakespeare. Oh, Roger and I love performing. Our bags are packed. Rates are individually assessed. Click on books. Scroll down. The Elixir of Youth. See, Critics of a Spring Chicken. I told you how to get that. Scroll down to choices. Awe-inspiring choices. Revealed by successful entrepreneurs. We bared our soul. We went through the abyss. That is available at Author House. Scroll down to the Heart of the Lion and traverse the Masai Mara and the Serengeti and witness the migration of the wildebeest. Oh, with Felicia and Rick. Now, a little bit of fiction, a little bit of nonfiction. You have to decide what is what. Available at Ex Libris and Amazon. And when you're at Amazon, be sure and click on 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. I'm Chapter 3. The passionate warrior. You've heard me say over and over again, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And Raymond Charles Barker said the danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and they stop visioning where they want to go. Are you a captain of your life? Or are you bowing to the dictates of others? Live with Kathy. Braids, please, feminine and fierce. Her on back on top, and long may they reign. But let me tell you a little bit about the history. The practice of braiding hair is truly ancient and culturally universal, dating back at least to 3000 BC, before Christ. If hairstyles have traditionally conveyed messages about standards of beauty, identity, social economic status, braids may be the ultimate example. In Republican Rome, wealthy women wore their hair long, and they braided their hair, while the slaves were often made to cut theirs short. Ironically, legend has it that in South America, cornrows were used as intricate hiding in plain sight maps to guide escaping African slaves to freedom. In an increasingly globalized world, hair tends to be less an indicator of a woman's circumstances and more a mark of self-expression. On the spring runways, braids showed up in a myriad forms. At Valentino, they were long and romantically messy, framed with loose, wispy curls. Oh, my goodness. According to the stylist, Giardo, a female soldier almost at her forehead and runs the ridge of her skull like a reptile's crest, doubling visually at least as armor. Isn't this interesting? There were tiny, now on the catwalks, on the spring runway, the braids were tiny and subtle, interwoven with beads and string, peeking out from behind big waves for a look dubbed Desert Drifter. At an Impario show, Giorgio Armani, a fashion designer, featured the sort of spindly, sporty Dutch or reverse French braided pigtails that the Kardashian and Jenner sisters have helped popularize or appropriate, as some have argued in recent years. Braids are versatile, but if there is anything that unites their diverse manifestation, it's a sense of practicality. A person with their hair braided is a person preparing to get something done. Mothers corral their daughters' locks into tiny rows before sending them off to school. Peppy, long-stocking, signature, gravity-defying pleats, braids, represented her kooky wisdom, but also her fearless sense of adventure. A woman with braids might rule a kingdom. Beyonce channeled in Nefertiti, Elizabeth I, who wore hers beneath a wig, and I hope I have time going to tell you about the history of wigs. Games of Throne, or Commune with Nature, a la Heidi, or Laura Ingalls Wilder. She could enter a battle or compete in sport. The Hunger Games, and it goes on and on. In an episode of the television show Black Mirror, about a military unit in an imagined future, a female soldier wears a fishtail braid that begins almost at her forehead and runs the ridge of her skull like a reptile's crest, doubling, visually at least, as armor. Is there any other hairstyle that is at once so distinctly feminine? Which is not to say that men can't wear braids. See D'Angelo and Willie Nelson, yet so fierce and utilitarian. In black hair culture, cornrows and synthetic braids are sometimes referred to as protective styles, helpful in shielding natural hair from the elements and allowing it to grow. It's a literal term, but an apt metaphor too. Braids, as strong as rope are beautiful, and braids shield us, a talisman of order in a wild world. Now, one of my most vivid childhood memories, Saturday, where we got our hair, and my hair was always long, Ma Pawn, my mother, would roll my hair in banana curls with the strips of fabric. During the week, she braided my long hair. I remember the banana curls. My mother was a great nutritionist, and my father, his work ethics, second to none. Today, many gals are braiding their hair. I love the look. The French braid is beautiful, too. The braid is an ingenious invention. Human hair as textile. Like knitting a sheep's wool into a sweater without shearing it first. Now, I got this other article from the New York Times Style magazine, and I'm going to quote Hannah Goldfield. Now, I'm quoting Hannah. She says, in one of my most vivid childhood memories, I'm sitting on a yellow school bus behind my teenage camp counselor, watching as she braids her hair behind her head to nimbly weave her long brown hair into a perfectly tight, thick French braid. How on earth could she do that? It was the epitome of effortless beauty and essentially womanly skill, an essential womanly skill I vowed to learn someday. Two decades later, that dream has mostly deflated. I can braid my own hair, but only from the nape of my neck down, twisting it over one shoulder so that I could see my clumsy crisscrossing. Even if I were to become a master, my hair is a bit too thin and fine, too fine to hold much of a shape, and makes for a pretty sad-looking pleat, stray strands akimbo. Quoting Hannah Goldfield, you know, I'm still transfixed by the braids of other women. The braid, when you really consider it, is an ingenious invention. An artist friend of mine who happens to have enviable waist-length hair has a painting entitled Interwoven, in which women sit around a table wearing heavy textured knit sweaters and equally heavy braids. The weave of one nearly indisqueenable from the next, indisguisable from the next. And I did tell you that it is truly action and distinguishable. Indistinguishable. Indistinguishable. I got ahead of myself. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Do you like braids? Now, I think they're fabulous. But I want to bring this closer to home. Because I'm an exercise evangelist, and in an hour or two, I could be on the runway, or I could be behind the microphone. I don't have the pleasure of having really thick hair and that I could swish it around anytime I want to. I wear wigs, but only on the back of my head. And in the New York Times, which I just love, it was New York's master wig makers, last of a vanishing breed. But they're coming back. The increased demand for wigs comes as an old craft is fading away. And you won't believe this. This is Nicholas Piazza. He keeps 600 pounds of hair in his Staten Island garage. He stores the hair in plastic bins, cardboard boxes, opposite his fishing supplies. And he said, I've got grays, I've got browns, I've got browns, I got everything. Inside one bin, shiny brown bundles nestled one another like snakes. He picked two thick braids and lifted them from the bin. Uncoiled, they were 3 feet long and nearly reached the ground. This is all Russian hair cut right off of people's heads. Now, this is just amazing. He's 69, the grandson of Sicilian immigrants, the son of a detective, a tournament fisherman. He doesn't look like a man who would have an exotic hair collection in his garage. But for decades, he was one of the most sought-after wig makers in New York City. He has made custom wigs and hair pieces for Jacqueline Kennedy, Onassis, Brooke Astor, Lena Horne at Kenneth Hair Salon. He also made the closest thing the world has ever seen to mermaid hair, creating the long tresses Daryl Hannah wore in Splash. Much of his hair came from his stash stores, sourced from around the world, and which eventually outgrew his studio. And he said, you know what? I couldn't even close my closets. I had more hair than I knew what to do with, and he's one of the last old world wig makers in the city. Men and women trained mostly by Italian and Jewish immigrants in the century-old trade of hand-dyeing wigs, a fussy affair that on the patient spectrum falls somewhere between tailoring a jacket and counting the stars. He charges. They start at $3,850. Last year, human hair imports to the United States were valued at $685.3 million, according to the Census Bureau, up from $51.6 million in 1992. Hair, whether it's human, synthetic, animal, and sometimes secretly a mix of all three, it has become a billion-dollar industry. And as Chris Rock explored in his 2009 documentary, Good Hair, the driving force is the African-American market, which has embraced wigs along with extension and weaves. It all began with celebrities wearing lace wigs, a term of art. Beyoncé, Brandy, Kardashians, Nicki Minaj, And it's difficult to think of bigger movers in the market. It's the cool thing now. Whereas before it was something everyone was trying to hide. Huh. This is from Barbell, who was Wendy Williams' personal wig stylist, and now has her own line of wigs. I could not exist without my wigs. I have a partial wig when I'm running. I have another beautiful wig when I'm performing. And then I have my wig for every day. Let me tell you something. When it comes to hairstyle, I don't get this long hairstyle that has been going on for a couple of years. Look in the mirror, have a stylist tell you what you should be wearing. Now remember, when the hair is long below the ears, it draws the facial muscles down. And I see women that are 60, 70, 50 that should not be wearing this long, straight hair. Please go to a good hairstylist and have them design a wig, a style for you. The world of wigs is growing, and even in New York, it's vast. In Midtown, Korean-American wholesalers sell them in bulk in the human hair district. And a room full of wig makers weave hair for the Metropolitan Opera and musicals. Until tomorrow, au revoir.